helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 1-833-HOME-SHOW. That's 1-833-466-3746. Now, the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. I'm Shefalika, and I'm joined today by your host, Bill. Take it away.
Hey, Jacksonville. Thank you, Shefalika, and thank you for listening, everyone out there. We are really excited today. We have a special guest in with us. And I will introduce her here in a second. We've got with us also Jocko from the Coding Man. Jay, hey, Jocko.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be back with you.
And we've got Gary with Studio Podcast Suites.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
And our special guest is no other than our new and next sheriff, Lakeisha Burton. Say hello, Lakeisha.
Hello, everyone.
And if you don't know, everybody out there listening, she is running for the next sheriff here in Duval County. And election is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So if you haven't made plans to vote, get out and vote. Remember the name Burton, Lakeisha Burton. That's really going to be the one to go for. As a radio station, we have invited other candidates. They declined to come on. And I believe the reason is they didn't have anything great to talk about. I think it's important for the community to have transparency. And Lakeisha is all about, you know, giving us some transparency. She's here today. She had a busy schedule, right?
Yes.
And she broke away from her busy schedule for you guys, the audience out here listening, so you can get a little bit, you know, more in depth and to know exactly who she is. And so when you're voting on Tuesday, you can be confident to know she is the right choice to make sure that our city stays safe. She's going to be tough on crime, and she's going to make sure that the community knows that the Sheriff's Office cares.
Absolutely.
So tell us what's going on.
Well, have you looked at the headliners today? We have reached over 100 homicides in our city.
Wow. No, I
so,
have not.
You know, public safety is a concern for citizens all over our city. I've been on the campaign trail for a year and a half now, and that's the number one concern, public safety. And it should be, because violence, it touches each and every one of us every single day. We see it, we hear it, and we feel it. And quite frankly, it's been going on for far too long, and it's worse, and it's unacceptable.
It absolutely is. And I know you've devoted most of your life, I mean, almost 30 years to our city in law enforcement. You're
yes.
the only candidate with a criminal, a criminal justice degree?
Yes.
Or a criminology degree. I don't have the fancy words and all those things, but you're the only one that actually, you know, has all those valid things that make a person, you know, a good law enforcement person as well. So, I mean, those are valid points that I think that the audience needs to know that you have above the competition.
Yeah, so 24 years in this field, 18 of those 24 years I've been in a supervisory leadership role, and obviously I've earned my master's degree in criminal justice. I was the executive director over the police athletic league, and a former sheriff appointed me to his staff as an assistant chief, where I was over the community engagement unit for 2 years and as a zone commander, which I just retired 3 months ago.
Congratulations on all the, you know, wow. It's a huge, huge thing. I mean, number one, to be chosen to lead. I mean, how many people are in the JSO? 1,000, right? I mean, there's a bunch. I mean, I don't know.
Two or three?
We have over 3,000 employees.
3,000 employees. Yeah. That's huge.
Yes.
That's huge. And to be chosen out of all those people recognized by your peers to be a leader and to lead an entire zone, that's something that, you know, is really, I take my hat off to you. I'm trying to take it off, but I got headphones on. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, as a citizen out here voting, you know, we want people who are going to be fair, just, but really strict on the criminals.
Absolutely.
And
so, you know, this whole idea that we either have to have law and order or community policing is why we are failing. It's not one or the other. It's both. And I was able to prove that in Zone 2 as a zone commander last year, that when you do them both, you can have success in reduction of crime.
Well, and I think, you know, if you look across the country at mm-hmm. the more successful agencies and those, that's what they're doing now,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean,
absolutely.
That's the new model.
Right.
That's the model that everybody's going to. And the old school model we know isn't failing, or it is failed. It's failed. It's not failing. It's right. failed. You know, the war on drugs failed. It didn't work, right? Because let's face it, we have thousands of people locked up, but yet the crime and the drugs are still on the, they're still happening, right?
That's right. That's
Big bust they had announced, I guess, yesterday in Polk County with this entire big, huge thing. And, you know, that stuff travels through our city too.
Absolutely.
And if we're not prepared for it, you know, we're going to be in trouble. And I really do want to say, if you're out here listening, make sure Tuesday vote for Lakeisha Burton for sheriff.
Yes.
Lakeisha, so tell us a little bit about maybe your, not necessarily your platform right now, if you'd like to talk about it, but some of the things that you're, the concerns that you might have.
Yeah, so I think that we have been addressing our crime problem, our community relationship problem from the wrong way, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that we have to address it from a different approach, and it is a comprehensive or a holistic approach. So I believe that we have to focus more on education, prevention, and enforcement. Over the last several years, decades, we've been focused on enforcement, and we do a good job with putting people in jail, but you know, we, that's reactive. That means somebody has been victimized, and I believe that we have to do more on the front end to prevent crime from happening in the first place. So my platform is 4 C's. It's culture. We have to change the culture of the police department, because law enforcement has evolved over the years, and I tell you, our agency, 70% of the sheriff's office, the officers have 7 years or less on the department. Mm. We've hired over 1,000 police officers. So what you were speaking about is the 21st century policing. So we, policing has evolved, and your agency has to evolve with that as well. So 4 C's is culture. We have to start with culture, community, crime, and conservative spending. So those are my 4 C's.
I gotcha. And, you know, it's important to have all those things. Now, the conservative spending part of that, you guys got to have some money, though, to operate. And so, you know, being in a budget and all that, you know, obviously you budgeted your zone, mm-hmm. and you did a great job.
That's right.
And, you know, it is about making sure that the dollars are spent wisely, right?
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, that conservative spending will give you an opportunity to do more outreach programs and things like that, that I think that the, you know, that are some of the things that are needed in our community, mm-hmm. because that's where, you know, if the youth don't realize that they have hope for the future, that's mm-hmm. when crime keeps happening, mm-hmm. especially in that area.
So quick question for you, step back. You said like 70% of the law enforcement officers in the JSA are below the 7 years and less, right?
Yes.
So I guess the concern is, are there enough police officers in the department right now?
What I would say is, obviously, we need more police officers, mm-hmm. but it's going to take time to get more police officers. The question is, what are we going to do right now?
Right.
Because we have a violent crime issue in our city. Mm-hmm. So as your sheriff, I will make sure I do a top-down assessment of this agency and do a staffing audit to see if perhaps we have sworn officers doing job tasks that a civilian person can do. The number one goal is to get more officers on the streets. Over the years, we have created a lot of specialized units, and not saying that they weren't necessary, but I think that we have to prioritize where our bodies should be, and we need to put more officers back on the streets. But when that day comes that we can get more officers, that'll be good. But again, last year I was able to reduce crime by 16% compared to any other part of the city. I didn't have more money, and I didn't have more officers.
Wow. That's a good way for us to leave this conversation. We'll be back after the break here in a few minutes. I do want to say this segment has been sponsored by The Coating Man. If you need anything painted, give our friends at The Coating Man a call. You can reach them at 888-COAT-USA. Only painters in the country that offer both traditional paint and a warranty, never to fade, chip, crack, or peel for as long as you own your house. And you can reach them at 888-COAT-USA. Thank you, and take it away, Shafalika.
You've been listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Reach out to us online at homeshowjacks.com. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Shafalika, and thank you, everyone out here listening. We're having a great show, and if you're just joining us, we are joined by special guest and our new future sheriff, Lakeisha Burton, and we were just talking about some really important topics about really, you know, culture.
Yes.
And you know, what you know, how things are and how things are changing and what they need to do. And tell the audience, you know, what were we talking about?
So when I talk about changing the culture of the police department, first of all, I'm talking about really focusing on the mental health of the police officer. We have a very young generation of officers. And when you think about the acute and chronic stresses of this job and the things that they're having to deal with now, I believe that if we don't have healthy officers, how can we provide healthy service to our community? So, and part of that is being able to cultivate a culture of community policing so they will know how to engage with our diverse community.
Well, it's a huge ship. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to happen overnight.
That's right.
And so you have to have a plan, and you have a plan. And I think that that's the beginning of the future. If we don't have the plan, then there nothing else changes.
That's
and we just continue to be the same old Southern town that, you know, that it has been forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really what Jacksonville is anymore. You know, we have evolved.
Yes.
It's a huge, huge city. I mean, let's face it, it's the largest landmass city in the United States.
Yes.
Right. And so, you know, being a leader that you are, you know, there are people out here that are bad mouthing. And
yes.
It's, you know,
the negative campaigns you're talking about.
Yeah, man. It's funny. It's funny politics. And it's not funny because, you know, when you weaponize politics and you mm-hmm. weaponize things and you're really, you know, trying to, you know, disparage somebody,
it's the consumers,
you know,
it's the citizens that
well, they don't know any difference. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we only hear it's like marketing. If you spend $1 million to tell somebody, it's like your competition, Jocko, they spend a bunch of money to say you'll never have to paint again, but they don't cover fading.
That's what I'm saying.
Your competition, you know, it's the same thing.
Very misleading.
Very misleading.
Those who spend the most, sometimes, you know, it's unfortunate, but they get mm-hmm. heard the loudest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're running on a, on a Democrat platform, you know, as a Democrat.
Yes.
But that's because that's A, what's available, what you're out there. That's who you are. That's what
right.
you've been, right? But it doesn't necessarily, police isn't about politics, guys. So if you're listening,
repeat
it's not
that
a Democrat.
Again.
It's that's not right. a, it's that, yeah, it's not Democrat or Republican. Police is about, because at the end of the day, if you call and you need some help, they don't stop by and go, well, wait a minute. Let me see. Are you a Republican or are you a Democrat?
They don't ask your religion or your sexual orientation.
They don't ask you what anything
they
else or where
jump
you grew
right in
up.
There and get to it.
They jump in and get it done.
That's
and,
right.
You know,
that's
when
right.
you need help, who do you call? And that's the thing. So in this case, don't think about this race. And I've been reading online some comments and things about, well, I love you, Lakeisha, but I can't vote for you because I'm a Republican. Well, that's ridiculous. And the people that are saying that, obviously, you know, people are out there, they're just letting them know, hey, listen, this is a non-political position. This is not like some of the other stuff that is out there, like, you know, Congress, Senate, and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a singular body. This
that's
is
right.
the sheriff. This is the person who leads our city's safety and concern. And, you know, Lakeisha, you don't know we're out here listening. If you do, you know she's a tough lady. She's got a group of bodyguards. She doesn't need them. She's as tough as they come. But you know what? At the end of the day, Lakeisha, you know, you are going to be, you know, a great representation, I guess, how you'd say it. You know, I'm not the best with words, folks. You already know that out here
no,
listening
actually,
to me.
Are.
But, you know, I say that, you know, that's what we need. And I know that from a, you know, from what we were just talking about, the culture, that, mm-hmm. that mental aspect is huge.
Mm-hmm. It's well, huge. I
mean, how has it changed over the years, you know, since we first started?
Well, the age, the generation, and just look at the technology that we're using now, you know, with the body cams. I didn't have that when I started. So,
yeah.
Well, people are softer today than they were 20 years ago. Humans are softer today.
They are different. You know, it's a different generation of officers that we have to really invest in and make sure that they have mentor coaching and they're being held accountable. But they need a leader who's going to model what it looks like to engage and serve our community.
Absolutely. So some of the questions that you were stepping back mm-hmm. a little bit, you're saying some of the negative campaigning. So what are some of the things that they're saying or what that you have the concerns with? And once again, that could be a little bit, quote unquote, misleading. What are you,
right.
what are you seeing out there?
Well, all of it is misleading.
Oh,
and
boy.
None of it is the truth. I found that it was interesting that they were saying that I am too much of a Republican and too much of a Democrat. So, but I take it all in love because that's been my platform from day one. I said that my candidacy for sheriff wasn't about prestige, political party, or power. My campaign is for the people. And I just believe that law enforcement has become overly politicized at a detriment of police departments across this country. So I don't think that people understand that what they're doing is dividing police officers. My brothers and sisters in blue, we represent all demographics and all party lines. And to your point, when you call 911, are you asking for a specific officer from Democrat, Independent, Republican Party? It's just crazy. But I am.
And you don't ask for a male officer. You don't ask for a female officer.
Well, sometimes they do that.
Do they do that? Yeah.
That's crazy. I never thought that.
Well, not only that, but correct me if I'm wrong. You'll probably know more about it than I do. But I've seen on TV where they have like in New York, they have, you know, religious patrol, you know, where they have like, you know, minorities and Muslims patrolling the streets in their own police cars with
separate force,
with Arabic written on the side of the car.
Really?
But yeah,
I haven't seen that.
They have lights. Yeah, you have to look it up. As long as it don't come here, I'm all right. But that's, you know, I think that's why there's so many people fleeing from up there and coming down, is there's that type of crazy stuff out there.
Right.
In Jacksonville, we don't have it that bad.
Well, I'm proud to be the only candidate that has the most diverse support across
all
demographics.
Well, you're the only female candidate, too, right?
I'm the only mom.
Well, not only that,
the last few times we've had her in here, one thing, we were just talking the politics, the folks that have been sitting here in the studio with us, and especially the big guys that were coming in. We still have a couple of big guys. It was interesting. They were from the Republican side of things. So she was seeing support from both sides. And I think that's what, you know, when we're talking about politics, you know, it can go crazy. But I think what we've seen here with Lakeisha here is the fact that, you know, she's crossing both party lines and she's getting the support from both party lines.
Well, every police officer that I know but one, and that one guy, you guys know, he's the guy that's going to give you the tickets. He's that guy. But, you know, everybody supports Lakeisha. And you know, I'm just teasing about the one guy. But, you know, everybody supports Lakeisha. And I think that really stands, you know, to say that, you know, you have this support of your brothers and sisters
That's
in
right.
blue. And, you know, that from an outsider looking in, it's like, well, wait a minute. Everybody supports her. They worked with her. She's the guy and the gal for the job. You know what I mean? Why would you, you know, so for my vote, you know, I have to look at those things and go, you know what? Because on the outside, we don't know anything.
That's right.
We don't know anything. We just look at a name on a sheet of paper when we're going to punch the thing. And if it sounds good, sometimes you vote for it.
Yes.
You know,
I think that we have to really reimagine what police leaders look like, right? Because for a long time, we see this male. It's been a male dominant profession.
For sure.
And what I bring is a new perspective. I see it through a different lens and I have a different approach that obviously has been working. So if people are concerned about public safety in this community, I'm their candidate.
So Lakeisha, when you go out and about and you're doing these talks, we were just talking about that offline here, but you know, when you're sitting in front of these groups, what are some of the first questions maybe some of the younger groups are asking you when they see you, when you're out there in the forefront, what are some of the first questions they're asking you that you can maybe,
well,
is there anything in particular?
It varies from a different age group. So what I'm hearing from young people is that police officers are not approachable or they're not professional or they treat them a certain way. So and we have to work on that, you know, and part of working on that, because we have a young generation of officers as well, is teaching them how to engage. And part of that is sitting down with young people and having those conversations to see how we can best serve them as well.
Yeah, you know, maybe we should talk about some of the, you know, we talked the younger generation as we're getting into more of the mature generation. What are you starting to see from there as well? But we'll hit that when we come back.
Okay.
Actually, I can hear we're getting into the commercial break.
Yeah, so we'll be back after this break. But I think one thing that's important to note, too, is that, you know, as we engage in the world, everybody has their own world, right? You have your world, he has his world, and that's that combining of the worlds, and that's what happens with police every day. They have to engage in everybody else's world.
That's right.
We'll be back after this break. If you need anything painted, give our guys at the Coating Man a call, 888-COAT-USA, the only painters with a fade warranty, never to fade, chip, crack, or peel for as long as you own your home. And then remember, get out and vote Tuesday. Lakeisha Burton for sheriff. We'll be back after this break. Take it away, Shefalika.
You've been listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Reach out to us online at homeshowjax.com. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Give us a call at 855-765-1045. Back to you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Shefalika. And everyone out there listening, we are joined by a special guest, Lakeisha Burton, for our sheriff here in Duval County. If you have not been listening, not been paying attention to all the news and all the hype, you know, recently, we're about to get a new sheriff. And Lakeisha Burton is going to be on Tuesday. That's the name for you to pick. And then I just realized that that race only it runs through the end of the term of Mike Williams, and then it all starts again.
Yeah, we were trying to talk about the special election. Can you kind of explain it, kind of clear it all up?
Yeah, so we're having a special election because Mike Williams had to retire early. Mm-hmm. So on Tuesday, next Tuesday, if one of us get 50+1%, we will take office a couple of days after that to finish out Mike Williams' term. So if neither candidate gets 51+1%, the top two will go into the November race. And then whoever wins from there will finish out the term, which lasts until next June. Mm-hmm. But simultaneously, there's a March 2023 election.
Wow. So
there's about three elections, huh?
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of working parts in this confusing equation.
I know. Just get out to vote on Tuesday.
Get out to vote.
So if nobody gets 51%, then you're the top two people who get the votes actually run in November. So what happens between now and November?
Well, there is the undersheriff.
Pat Ivey is still in charge. He's still in charge then.
Yes, he is.
Well, at least we still have some folks in office, but we definitely want to make sure everyone out here listening understands that this is not a Republican, it's not a Democrat thing, it's a law enforcement thing, and law enforcement does not matter what part of the city you live in. It doesn't matter if you live in Juanetown Creek. Otherwise, that's St. John's in Duval.
Yeah, that's sort of matter.
Yeah, that part matters. All right. We have TV in Duval.
Tamaya.
That's it. Wherever it's at.
But religion, race, sexual orientation, creed, none of that matters with these guys.
It doesn't matter. That's so right. When it comes down to voting, don't let any kind of thing like that stop you from thinking about what's right for our community.
That's right. Because I can't emphasize that enough. And what I tell people is they're going to be voting on what type and style a leader that you want. We should be electing the most effective leader. And you can determine that by their past performance.
So one of your C's is obviously the four C's you have. I'm looking at the community one, but one thing that stood out from the last time that we spoke to you was your first point there, where you're taking officers and putting them where they live. Explain a little bit more about that, where you're talking about instead of being behind a desk, you want to put them out in the streets now.
Right. So we need to become more patrol centric. Right now, we don't have enough police officers actually patrolling. So if you're at your home or your business and you have an incident where you need to call the police officers, the beat officer is going to come and serve you. So I believe that over the years, like I said, we've created a lot of specialized units. So when you do that, you remove people from patrol and we put them in other departments. So, and at the time, I think that they're significant and of value. But again, I think that we have to reassess what the priority is. And the priority is getting officers back on the streets so we can respond in a timely manner and provide the service that our citizens deserve.
And this is what you did in your zone, correct?
Absolutely.
And they were more touchy and more accessible is the best word, right?
Yes. So again, the whole community policing is a philosophy. All it is a spirit of service. And we have to make sure that every police officer understands that. And that starts when we're recruiting, from the time they go through our hiring process until they get on the street. So it's just providing good customer service and officers understanding that it is your obligation when you wear this uniform every single day. That is your job, to build those relationships.
It's not an easy job. You got to admit it. It's not an easy job, especially with the media today and the perception, not just here, but around the country. Absolutely. Of the police forces. All the folks who serve deserve a, I always say, not only a pat on the back, but a nice handshake and a thank you, because we don't thank them enough. My nephew just joined the force up north, and I see the challenges that he's facing. But again, it's a visibility thing.
Yes. So, and to your point, that's why I talk about the culture and dealing with mental health, because of all of those factors. We make roughly 1 million citizen contacts a year. And out of that 1 million contacts, we have roughly 500 response to resistance type of calls. So that means we're doing something right.
Wow, man, a million in just Duval County.
Yes. Some type of form of interaction with our citizens. So,
and it makes sense.
You know, people don't understand.
We have a lot of people here.
Yeah, yes. That's a great statistic, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. So we're doing something right.
Yeah. So I guess basically what we're saying, folks, is there's not enough. There's a lot of people in some other areas that aren't able to get on the street and actually patrol. Because back in the day, patrol meant that they were riding around looking for crime, looking for things occurring. Right now, they've got so much going on, they don't have time to actually drive around and look for things going down and this and that, because they're rushing from call to call to call. Yes. And there's no in-between time to actually look around and prevent a crime, because they're only being able to be reactive to crime occurring and not being able to identify it as it's about to happen.
How about walking a beat? They used to walk beats?
Same day.
Yes. We do. We do that as well. So.
Because they become part of the community. You know, you get to know the police officers. Yes.
Most of those guys have shorts on.
I hope so. That's what I say, that our officers, we became a part of the fabric of the community. We were partners. So when I tell people that 16% is more than just a number, it's reflected in our crime analysis data, but most importantly, it's reflected in our citizens. So when I hear citizens say, Chief Burton, I feel safer in my community, I've done my job.
Well, and let's face it, that 16%, that number means, you know, you reduced burglaries, you reduced car thefts, you reduced carjackings, you reduced, you know, murder rates.
Absolutely.
All those things, all the things that we as citizens, you know, fear every single day, you know, she was able to, through her policy procedures and changes that she made in her zone, make that change to where, you know, I mean, and anybody who's lived here any length of time knows that Arlington is a very dangerous part of town. You don't really go over there at night. You don't walk around over there. And the people that live over there know that that's, you know, and so to be able to make that kind of a change in that kind of an environment is, you know, that's why you have the respect and the admiration of all your peers.
That's right.
And that speaks a lot.
And I got to tell you, and it wasn't just me alone. It was the officers. It was the community involvement. It was other departments within our agency. It was a collaborative effort. And we have to have more collaboration.
Well, I think, you know, just giving that acknowledgement to those other officers shows the leader that you are. Because some people will come in with the eyes. And, you know, if we started this conversation off, you said, we, and I said, you know, hey, congratulations, Lakeisha, I hope you win. And she said, no, we, the community, if I win, we win. And you know what, Lakeisha, that is, you know, that speaks volumes. I got chills just thinking about how powerful that is.
Yes.
And, you know, that is really something that I think if you're listening, guys, listen, please get out Tuesday. I know you got to work. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. There's no pre-voting tomorrow, right?
Yes, or Monday, vote tomorrow. Rather.
They go tomorrow?
Vote tomorrow, Sunday.
Sunday,
yes, they can still vote tomorrow.
So early voting still open.
Yes.
All right, get out today. Get out here, but get it done because you don't know what happens tomorrow. You may break down.
It's 80% chance of rain on Tuesday.
Yeah, there. Well, so get out now and vote, guys.
And that's my thought is for a long time, people, they haven't been exercising their right to vote. Mm-hmm. You know, we complain about our community and we complain about the police and all these systematic issues, but people in the 90s, early 2000s, or maybe 2010, even you weren't thinking about voting like you really, you know, like your life depended on it. Well, now, you know, crime is ticking up. Crime is flowing over the border. We have drugs in our streets. Now your life sort of does depend on it. And so your vote matters more, you know, and if it's not your life, it's your neighbor's life. Mm-hmm. It's an elderly lady who's going to be, you know, more prone to these things. These are the people you should be thinking of when you're voting. And, you know, and that's why it impacts me a lot. That's why what you're saying speaks to me, because, you know, there's so many, for so long we haven't been voting, but now is the time to get out there and do something about it.
That's right.
Well, you know, everybody's responsibility. You can't complain. If you're going to complain, and you know, then if you didn't vote, then don't complain.
That's right.
Don't complain. Right. You know,
that's
get out
it.
There and do your duty.
No, exactly. And we're going to be going into a break here shortly, but I do want to make note that if you are thinking about voting, vote for Lakeisha Burton. If you have not gone and met Lakeisha, you still have an opportunity to do so. She's going to be out and about traveling around today and tomorrow. She has not stopped a drop. I mean, this woman is gone, and her team is also everybody on.
They're all drinking coffee just to keep it going.
They are keeping it going. But, you know, it's coming to a close soon. But definitely give her a vote. And if you need anything painted, give our guys at the Cody Man a call. You can reach them at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. Painters trusted nationwide, the only group with a warranty never to fade, chip, crack, or peel for as long as you own your home. And it's transferable. So give these guys a call. Gary, anything?
Well, also you can get them on the CodyMan.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shefalika.
This is the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'd love to hear from you, so reach out online at homeshowjacks.com or give us a quick call at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Shefalika, and thank you everyone out here listening. We are celebration today. Lakeisha Burton for sheriff, and Tuesday is going to be the day. So we need everybody's help, everybody out here listening. If you had a question in your mind about who to vote for, or if you were planning to vote, don't let the question linger any longer. You need to make sure you get out Tuesday, if not before, get in that booth, vote, and look at the Lakeisha Burton name and click and hit the button, whatever it is you got to do.
So where can they find more information about you online?
BurtonForSheriff.com.
No, go ahead, Gary.
Or any of my social media platforms.
You guys are good. Jocko's just giving me a look like I'm. People out here listening know I just rant sometimes. So, I just get rolling and I'm okay with that.
That's okay. It's radio. So, you know, we're wrapping up here in a little bit. So, Lakeisha, what are some of the kind of final words you want to say to the general public right now? Maybe a little bit on your campaign or your platform or something that you want to really let them know about you yourself.
Yeah, I just believe that it's time for change. It's time for us to have a leader who sees from a different lens and understand that we have to address our community issues from a different perspective. And I think that I have a track record of that. I believe that the voters should be looking at the candidate's reputation, their record, and their results. So I have a reputation of doing the right thing, not compromising my integrity. That's why I won't run any negative ads. I have a record of every place I've worked throughout my 24 career, the place, the people, and the processes have been better. And then I have a reputation of, my results speak for themselves. So I've been able to reduce crime and, most importantly, bridge the gap between law enforcement and our community. And I believe that it's reflective in the support that I have that crosses all party lines, and that matters. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to, as Jacksonville, to come together and unify to address the issues that we have in our city. And I'll do that.
Well, you have the support of all your peers, and I think that's where it all starts. You know, yes. Those of us outside the JSO, we don't really have a lot to – we don't have any kind of control over anything but the vote, right?
That's right.
Inside the box, inside that building, you guys know what's going on, and people support you. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, everybody out here listening, you know, they should be supporting you too. Are there some other candidates that are JSO members that are running or former JSO members running? Absolutely. But the reality of it is those guys are mostly running negative campaigns. They're talking negativity. And, you know, for anybody out here with a sense of intelligence knows that if you are a negative talker, you're a negative basher, you're talking all this trash, well, it's because you feel weak and, you know, in your position. And that's your only offense. And, you know, it's like a bully and a schoolyard bully. You know, we don't need that in that position.
That's right.
We need someone who's going to be, you know, fair and unbiased. Mm-hmm. We need someone who's going to be transparent and still care about, you know, the officers and the community alike. And know that, you know, if something does go wrong, hey, you know what? There is the, you know, internal affairs, and that anything can happen for an officer, you know, at any point in time, but it's transparency and it's how you deal with it. And you are that kind of leader who's going to make sure that we as a public know what's going on.
That's right.
Well, we've seen you once, like a third time in the studio, I think, that we've had you in here. And one thing I could tell you, when you first meet Lakeisha, first, her smile is contagious. But number two is what I like about her, she likes to hug you. You know, and she doesn't do that. Right. It's very sincere. No, and I think, again, you know, that's, you know, when you see a police officer, you're just thinking, well, not that they're all going to come up and hug you, but she's going to do it right away.
She's got a couple of people here in the building here right now. And, you know, they're the intimidating, big, mean looking muscle heads and stuff like that. You know, but, you know, that's not, I'm just making that as a,
I love it.
Well, what it is that's, you know, officers out there, they have to be strong and, You have to have it. And even you have a smile, but you could tell you're that no rough, you know, you don't get you wrong kind of woman. You know what I mean?
But you don't want to get her on her bad side. This is very important because people think that that's a sign of softness or weakness. And I disagree with that. So when you're a police officer, we need police officers who will have a warrior mindset and a guardian mindset, and they need to know when to use
that.
That's
right.
And over time, we are raising up development officers who just see through the lens of enforcement. And I believe that that is the piece that we're missing. We need officers to show empathy and compassion.
Amen.
And also put the criminals in jail, you know? So this well-rounded officer I'm talking about, and looking from our crime and relationship perspective from a more comprehensive approach, you have to be able to have the warrior and the guardian mindset.
I agree, because that prevents a lot of unnecessary challenges. And the greatest weapon that an officer has is his discretion.
That's right.
And when he knows how to use it, man, everything works so much better. You can save lives. People don't have to be unnecessarily, injured.
Yeah, the empathy is a big part of it. You know, you can be tough, but you can be empathetic as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Absolutely. Empathy is important. You have to have it. That's the human side of everything.
That's right. You get all that in one with me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it all starts at the top down. So if you want a community, and if you want the police department, our sheriff's department, to have a tough on crime atmosphere with a sense of humanity still attached to it, Lakeisha Burden is our candidate. And you want to get out Tuesday and vote? We're out of time here. Lakeisha, say hello, say goodbye, whatever you want to say
to
everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Come out, vote for Lakeisha Burden, and we will be back next week. And hopefully, we'll be able to celebrate with you.
Yes.
And
I'm coming back.
And you'll be the sheriff.
So
we will see everybody next week. If you've got any questions or you got anything that needs painted, give our guys at the Coating Man a call. Reach them at 888-COAT-USA. Or you can reach us here at the show throughout the week at 833-HOME-SHOW. That's 833-HOME-SHOW. And you can reach us here.
And we can also reach them at thecodingman.com. Get out and vote. Lakeisha Burden for sheriff.
There you go. Thanks. Take it away, Shafalka.
Well, that wraps it up for today's show. If you had a great time like we did, let us know online at homeshowjax.com. We always love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week on the Jacksonville Home Show on WOKV 104.5 FM.